Hello, and welcome to another episode of Painfully Honest. I'm your host, Philip Whaling, and I'm glad that y'all are listening. I'm grateful. Whoever's listening, you're awesome. Thank you. And when I listen back to this, I'm awesome. Thank you. I love you. And today was a good day, you know? It only took me like an hour and a half of meditation to feel better. And I'm learning to really just accept my feelings for what they are, and I can't change them. If I'm going to feel stuff either way, so why not just accept it? And the big shift in my perspective is to not dwell on it. It's okay to feel whatever. It's okay to be whatever, but it's not okay to just be like, this is how I feel, and now I can't do anything. You know, I can't just lay in bed all day, even though, I mean, I sat in bed for an hour and 30 minutes just doing different meditations, which is weird and good. Meditation is so interesting to me. It's something that I'm getting better at. I've logged over 300 minutes of meditation, so, and that's over 15 days, I believe. I'm on day 30. Of no drinking, so one whole month of being sober, no drinking, no smoking, and I'm on like day 15 or 18 of yoga, and you know what? I'm really enjoying the process. The counting days, I'm kind of indifferent towards. I have a little check system on my calendar, and at this point, the only reason why I really want to have a drink or have a few drinks is to be able to sell these wines at work, but I can just look those up. I don't even need to drink them, really. That's the only... I don't want to say the only reason why I want to have a drink. The only time I even thought about drinking, let's put it that way. I've, you know, been very up and down with my... how I'm feeling. And I haven't even thought about, like, turning to drugs, so, or alcohol. So I feel good about that. I've just been sticking with my yoga and meditation, and I have noticed results for myself. I don't know if the results are outwardly apparent, but I feel better. I know that I'm reacting better in certain situations where normally I would just blow up. So I've noticed that personally. There's still a lot of work to be done, and there's still a lot of situations that I haven't handled as well as I could have, but I'm aware of them, and I'm aware of them much more quickly than I would have been in the past had I not been practicing, had I not been following through with my routine and all that. I am getting to the point where the reaction time is coming more and more quickly. So that I'm very grateful for. And I'm just giving myself a little pat on my back for the results and for the following through. And just doing it, to keep doing it. That's so exciting to me. That's something I've never been good at, is being consistent. So even though I'm like, you know, only at a month in sobriety, that's a big step for me. Normally, I think I've said this before, if not on the podcast, then just in my day-to-day experiences. But normally when I would quit one thing, I would substitute it by doing another thing more heavily. So let's say I quit smoking, I would start drinking even heavier, and vice versa. Quit drinking, I would just smoke heavier. And that, I mean, almost defeats the purpose, you know? Or if anything, kind of makes it worse. Because then I'm like, oh, well, I haven't been drinking, so I can have one drink, but I've been smoking this much, you know? I've been substituting bad habits with good ones. And so I'm proud of myself for that. And I'm wanting to go... I want to say go easier on myself in certain things, but I don't want to baby myself. I just want to be more realistic and give myself praise when it's deserved and not be so negative or hard on myself when I'm make a decision that I'm not so proud of. Because normally I would beat myself up and dwell on it, and that doesn't do anything but make it even worse. Because then I'm like spiraling downward into the darkness, and I know I've had some podcasts that, I've been recording from that darkness. I'm setting up shop and being like, this is my home now and this is fine. But that's not okay. I'm feeling a lot, and I'm okay with that, and I'm grateful for feeling a lot. Man, some people say they don't feel anything. That's a lie, I think. And if you don't feel anything, that's terrifying. Like, what's the point of living if you don't feel anything? I used to say that, and I never actually meant it, because I've always felt more than, I want to say the average person, but more than I felt was normal, with air quotes. But what does that even mean? I'm grateful for the amount that I feel, and I'm grateful that I have chosen to work on it, and that I've been so consistent with it, and that, it's not too late to ever work on your emotions. I've said this before, but I feel kind of like I'm starting over from square one as far as like emotional regulation or acceptance or awareness goes. I've always been very aware of my own emotions, but I've lied to myself about it, or I've convinced myself otherwise, or, lied to other people about my emotions. So now I'm just being completely honest about it. And if it bites me in the behind for the short term, that's one thing, but in the long term, it'll work out. Everything will work out as long as I stay true to myself. So thanks for listening. I love you all. This has been Painfully Honest with your host, Philip Whaling, and I hope you all have a great night. Goodbye.